We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Prime time. I think the first start I had against the Chargers was prime time too. It's just it's another football game, and got to treat it like just another week and go out there and have fun and do the best we can do and execute and just and enjoy the opportunity. Helps a lot. I mean, he's Juju. I mean, he's a great player. Just adds another weapon to the offense, and you know, it maybe change kind of some of the things they may do. It's definitely going to help though. That's for sure. I mean, he's a great player. Obviously excited for the opportunity of him coming back.
All right, there you have it. One of the heroes of Pittsburgh, the guy who has saved their season in a number of ways, Devlin Duck Hodges, getting ready to get some players back on offense. And we are coming to you live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook as Thursday Night Football is a few hours away. The Steelers rooting for the Ravens to beat the Jets so Baltimore can add some pad to its lead on New England and therefore bench their starters week 17 against the Steelers. So we'll be all over that game today. Also, Penguins and Jackets at the arena tonight. Another game you can bet on as the Penguins look to bounce back from a lackluster game against Montreal on Tuesday night. We are the PM team. I'm Andrew Filippone. He's Chris Muller. Presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm. Doing good by doing right. Chris, I heard a new... I thought I'd heard them all, but I heard a new Duck Hodges story today.
What was that?
New one from the Tampa Times, a newspaper down in Tampa. Apparently, this is Oliver Luck now, the former West Virginia AD who now is the commissioner of the XFL. He is now claiming, this is interesting, that the Steelers, when Ben went down against Seattle, reached out to Landry Jones and tried to sign him. But the league vetoed, the XFL said there's language in the contract that prevents that type of deal from happening. So Luck is claiming that the Steelers wanted Rudolph, Dobbs, and Jones, not Rudolph, Dobbs, and Duck.
Just another beautiful layer to this.
And there's more to it.
Maybe the Steelers have the XFL to thank twice in one generation.
He said... Also in this interview, that the Steelers went back to the well with them, the XFL, 2 weeks later, and lobbied to try to get Philip Walker, who's like a hybrid athlete quarterback from Temple, who's got an XFL contract, because they wanted him for the Baltimore game because they thought that would help them get ready for Lamar Jackson. I mean...
And Duck Hodges, allegedly...
And Duck is 3-0 as a starter.
Well, and Duck was trying until the Steelers called him back and said, come on, we traded Josh Dobbs, was trying to get a job in the XFL, apparently. So the story goes, was looking at XFL, CFL options.
There's an XFL layer to this story that we had not really touched upon.
His college coach, Chris Hatcher, was like working with him down in Bama saying, like, I'll try to reach out and kind of beat the bushes here.
For back XFL channels?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know, man. The more you actually, because we get swept up in stuff like just Hodges' overall story, the more you get swept up in the details, though, the more improbable it becomes.
Who would play him in a movie? If they cast the Duck Hodges movie right now, who's the actor?
Oh,
because I've got an answer that comes to mind right away.
I'm blanking on the guy now, and I can't think who it was.
Craig.
Just say it. Say it out loud.
Don't you think the guy from Breaking Bad and El Camino would have
Aaron
to play
Paul.
Duck Hodges?
Want a
Craig's
lot.
Not.
Talking about Aaron Paul?
Yeah, I think that's his name. I'm getting nodding. I'm getting head nods here. I'm getting approving nods.
I think
looks like him, similar haircut. He'd have to work on the southern accent a little bit.
It was that might have
been
the, that might have been the name I was. Well, he's an actor. He can do that. That might have been the name
that's
I
not
was
true.
Thinking of.
What do you mean? Have you seen Hanks in this movie? He doesn't do Mr. Rogers. He just sounds like Tom Hanks. He doesn't do Fred Rogers. He does Tom Hanks dressed as Fred Rogers.
My point is, actors know how to do accents.
Tom Hanks apparently does not.
Well, Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks.
He can do
in every movie
Gump,
he's in.
He can't do Fred Rogers.
In every movie he is in. Forrest Gump made him famous.
I know everybody's in love
with this. He's Tom Hanks, though. He's Tom Hanks playing Tom Hanks.
I know everybody's in love with this movie, and I think it's a tremendous thing that, you know.
Are you going heel on Mr. Rogers here?
I'm not going heel on Mr. Rogers the person. I'm just saying.
You're going heel on Tom Hanks.
Watch the movie, and you tell me if Tom Hanks sounds like Fred Rogers. He does not. He doesn't. But that you, like you just brought up, that is kind of part and parcel with acting.
All right.
That is a huge
you know
part
what,
of acting.
Then? You know what, then? You must be one of those people where if there's a Russian character or a foreign character in a movie, you expect them to speak their native language and with subtitles the whole movie, right?
No, I just want the accent. Like, it was basically like you'd get the same effect if they put Arnold Schwarzenegger and Fred Rogers.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm telling you, Hanks' accent does not even come close.
Let's play make-believe. I like you just the way you are.
You heard Duck talk about Juju. He left practice, but Jason LaCanfora just tweeted out that he thinks it's all systems go for Juju, Connor, and Samuels came back in practice today. So it looks like they're going to have basically everybody in
the
offense.
Does Kareth White deserve a hat no matter what, if that's the case, as they say?
You can't miss with the Edmonds game, so I guess Mr. White would have to take a back seat because we need all the Edmonds out there.
No, you don't.
Okay.
This is not the Watt brothers game or anything like that.
I agree.
Does
yeah.
Kareth White deserve
White's
a helmet?
Yes, he deserves
touches. He's the most explosive offensive player on the ground right now.
He averaged 8 yards a carry in their last game. Of course he deserves touches.
I know, but you could see the Steelers going like hyper-conservative and like and just packing.
Could you? Because I think that's the question now for this game on offense. If let's make this analogy. I think you'll appreciate this, okay? If their offense right now is so conservative, let's say it's the Fox News offense.
Okay.
The far-right conservative, more rushing attempts than passing attempts.
Three yards in a cloud of dust.
In all four games that Duck has played.
Yes.
Except Baltimore. More rushing, all four games he's... So Cincinnati, Cleveland.
He has started three and appeared in five.
Yes. More rushing attempts than passing attempts in those games. Mm-hmm. So if they're the Fox News offense right now,
yeah,
they get these other guys back. Does it become the MSNBC offense?
Well, that's the far left. That's where you're passing it all the time.
So is that where they're
maybe
going?
CNN is like
Ben's offense was the MSNBC offense. They always threw it more than they ran it. Always. Last year, they did not have – Caboli looked this
up. I mean, Ben's offense might have been the Daily Worker.
They did not have – good job by Caboli. They did not have one game – not that it would take like a ton of research to do this, but he did it and I didn't, so I'll give him credit. They didn't have one game last year where they ran it more than they passed it. Not one.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. And they defended that pretty obstinately.
That surprised me.
That was the best course of action. Why? The quarterback had more agency than
anybody
else. Because
Connor had a run there where he went off.
No. That was the quarterback's team. The minute Le'Veon Bell left, that was the quarterback's team and the wide receiver's team.
Okay, so what do you think happens to the offense?
Oh, I don't think that the Steelers
are going to deviate from plan. Because the word weapons are getting thrown around like Ducks getting new shotguns for this game. New waterfowl guns.
Juju Smith-Schuster has done about as much to lose a game for the Steelers as he's done to win any game for the Steelers, I would argue. He lost them the Baltimore game with a bad fumble. I don't think James Conner can be counted upon to take a massive load of their carries away from Benny Snell. You said yesterday that if both were able to play, notice I didn't say healthy, because I think James Conner is just on a spectrum where he never gets to fully healthy this year, then Snell should still get all the lion's share of the carries. And Conner, you have a certain amount. I agree with that. I don't think that just because your guys are coming back and you have, quote-unquote, a full-strength offense, that you suddenly deviate course. Certainly not against a team that has made its bones just stuffing whatever offense there is put in front of them. They took the Ravens, who had only been held under 300 yards, I believe, by the Steelers all year, and did an even better job in that department.
Yep.
This is not the week to suddenly get cute. I think maybe...
Well, we asked this question last week because the Cardinals' offense stunk, and now...
The Cardinals' defense was about the worst in the league, especially against the pass.
Is the Steelers' offense conservative because they have limited parts? Is it conservative because of Duck? Is it conservative because of how good the defense is? I'm not messing. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
Why do you think Mike
Tomlin? Winning games,
why would he
stay conservative?
Why would he mess with the formula against this particular team?
Because Tinker's getting more toys.
No.
Duck's got new guns to play with.
There's no number seven out there. Randy Fiechner is not going to be suddenly, firing buckshot in all directions. He's not. The formula that works for them right now, really regardless of opponent, is try to keep the score low, rely on the defense to make plays. I know Solomon Wilcott said you can't count on turnovers, and I agree with that, but they're playing in a style that has created more than anybody else. And then ask Duck Hodges, and I think this is the most realistic thing, maybe you open up the offense this way. There are maybe two or three more design deep shots for him where it's, hey, we want you to try to take a swing at this downfield and get us some cheap 35, 40 yards and then set us up basically with great field position because you hit one play. That's about it, though. You don't do this against the Bills. This is a 1st-to-10 game.
Yeah, I don't have higher hopes for the offense because Juju, Connor are coming back.
If this is a referendum on those two, I don't know why anybody would. We have gone on record many times on this show and said he's had a massively disappointing year. James Connor has had one great game and been hurt. It feels like we're ineffective the rest of the year.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.